Hello again, Larry Johnson here as your host for Arias and Songs. So glad you could join me today as we will hear familiar and not so familiar songs that help to define American music and culture. The program is called From the American Songbook, and there will be a song by Stephen Foster, a spiritual, a Gershwin song sung by Eileen Farrell, a song from World War II by the Andrews Sisters, and much more. Let's begin, however, with a truly traditional American song. Here is Leonard Warren, well remembered for his many Verdi baritone roles in the 1950s, singing Shenandoah. Leonard Warren and chorus, heard in 1947 singing Shenandoah. If you have ever attended a recital by Marilyn Horn, it was very likely that you heard a song by Stephen Foster. She had two in particular that she sang with great eloquence, simplicity, and heartfelt emotion. One was Beautiful Dreamer, but we will hear the other one now, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair.
Thank you.
A lovely rendition of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair by Stephen Foster, and sung by Marilyn Horn with harpist Ossian Ellis. The spiritual has evolved over the centuries as an expression of faith by African Americans. They were often expressions of sorrow or hope, sustaining those who toiled as slaves. One of the most famous is Deep River, which was printed as sheet music in 1876. It has had numerous arrangements, and here's one of them as performed by the Norman Luboff Choir, conducted by Leopold Stokowski. The Norman Lubov Choir with the New Symphony Orchestra of London is conducted by Leopold Stokowski. Has sung the spiritual Deep River. Now for some Aaron Copland. He composed two so-called cowboy ballets, which depict the world of the cowboy in the Old West. Billy the Kid came first, then Rodeo was commissioned by the Belly Russe de Monte Carlo, residing in the United States during World War II. Agnes DeMille was the choreographer. Rodeo had a highly successful debut at the Metropolitan Opera in New York in 1942. Here is one section of this work, Hoedown, as performed by the Boston Pops Orchestra, led by Arthur Fiedler. The Boston Pops Orchestra is conducted by Arthur Fiedler with Hoedown from Aaron Copland's ballet Rodeo. George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess has come to be one of America's most popular operas. It had its premiere in 1935 and, surprisingly, was not an immediate success. Had Gershwin lived into the 1950s, he would have been justified in the faith he had in his American folk opera. Arguably, the most popular song is Summertime, here sung by Eileen Farrell.
Summertime, and the living is easy.
Eileen Farrell has sung Summertime from Porgy and Bess. She was accompanied by George Trujillo. A few minutes ago, I mentioned the choreographer Agnes DeMille. Such was the immediate acclaim she received for the ballet Rodeo that she was engaged by Rodgers and Hammerstein for their first Broadway collaboration, Oklahoma. Again, the theme was the rural West, and the first song in this show is sung by a cowboy. His name is Curly.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads when they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning from Oklahoma, as sung by the man who created the role of Curly, Alfred Drake. He would have a most successful career on Broadway, creating the lead roles in Kiss Me, Kate and Kismet. There have been numerous so-called girl groups, usually a trio, that have been part of American culture from the Boswell sisters in the 1930s, the McGuire sisters in the 50s, and of course, the Supremes in the 60s. However, we must acknowledge that one trio still stands out among the rest. During World War II, there was Patty, Laverne, and Maxine. They were, of course, the Andrews sisters. They were truly beloved by the public and our troops serving during the war as they entertained here and overseas. Here is one of their songs, which I will play for you from the original 78 RPM recording. Here are the Andrews sisters asking us to support the war effort by buying war bonds. And don't delay. Do it today.
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any stamps today? We'll be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today.
Today.
savings out when you hear him shout, any bonds today, any bonds today. Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling, any bonds today. Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any bonds today. All you give will be spent to live in the Yankee way. Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. USA. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today.
Any Bonds Today is sung by the Andrews Sisters with Vic Schoen and his orchestra in 1944. A song for a unified America fighting together during World War II. Which brings to an end this program I have called From the American Songbook. Our producers are Sidney Gillard and Becky Neistat. I welcome comments at our webpage at wfmt.com/ariesandsongs. Click on to podcasts, open this or any program, and leave a message. I'm your host, Larry Johnson, inviting you to listen next week when I will offer selections of songs from Broadway musicals by Stephen Sondheim. Here on Arias and Songs.